Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Tes 59. Today's daf is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Harav Shimon Aryalei Ben Yecheskel Chaim Eckstein, sponsored by his son Beryl. Again, Le'ilu Nishmas Harav Shimon Aryalei Ben Yecheskel Chaim Eckstein. Okay, we are on Nun Ches Amid Beis by the two dots. Says the Gemara Amar Reish Lakish. So we are in the sugyas as we have spoken about of Bnei Noach, the Isurim, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach that they are obligated in, and there are a couple of other halachos that apply to them that we will see on today's daf. So Amar Reish Lakish. Amagbiya Yado Al Chaveiro Avishlo Hiko Nigra Rashas. This halacha applies to Jew and Ben Noach alike. If somebody lifts up their hand against their friend, even if they don't actually go through with it, Nikra Rasha, he's already called a Rasha, just by lifting up the hand against his fellow. Shenemar Vayomar LaRasha, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, after by Shmos, when he goes and kills the Mitzri, Lama Sakareyacha, Lama Hikisa, or as Moshe is told, Lama Hikisa Lo Nemar Lama Take. Avishlohiko Nikra Rasha, right? Even though he didn't actually go through with the hitting, Nikra Rasha, just lifting up the hand, and we just got into this through the previous line of Aifin Kovachov Yarkeinish, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu smiting the Mitzri. Number one, Amar Zivir Amar Bechanina Nikra Chote. Not only is he called a Rasha, he's called a Chote. Shneamar Vimola Kachti Bechazaka Vixivati Chadas Hana Arim Gedola Ma'od. I'm talking about the Bnei Eli at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph. We know that they used to illegally take some of the meat of the Karbanos. They used to force people to give them, and they were punished, right? The Chatas Ne'urim. So you see, called a Chote, right? So that's why even lifting up the hand against a friend is a problem. So in the Margolius Hashas, he quotes there from one of the rebbes that kibesfarim no marsha tevas ashir heina rashi tevo shalevari haadam. Ashir meaning, you know, rich, those are the rashi tevos of einayim, shinayim, yadayim, and raglayim. Somebody has those, you're an ashir. Somebody has basic abilities, so we should realize what we have. Mashbos advarim ki mishiyeshlo as elu hayvarim yeshlo shlita maleya aleihem heino ashir. You could see, you could eat, you could walk, hands. Ksha adam meirim yado al chaveiro lahakoso. When I lift up my hand to my friend, so that shows that I don't have shlita on my hand, that part of my body. I'm not a bialim. So what do? You take out the yud and you're left with reishinayin. You're left with Russia. Right, you took out the yud from Ashir and you left with the three letters of Russia, and that's if you're motzi the yud from the teva, so then that could lead to problems and no longer an Ashir. I don't know if it works for the other ones. If somebody is motzi the ayin, use it in an appropriate way. But again, that's the thought of the Margolius Hashas. Okay, the Chasuk Yechemet also here has a case. Talking about Nikra Russia here, the following case: Maisa Beruvein Shenisvakeish Aydea Machutan Emlios Ein Kedushin VeChasunas Yaldei. And there was a man that was asked to be an Ein Kedushin at the wedding of their child. Shimon Shara Ruvein Misatelios Aid, and Shimon starts saying Tzakalav, no, Lady Kui says no, he can't. I don't want him to be the aid. Echata Lo Mitvayish Li Ein Kedushin Halavata Gazlon Chata Chayav Li Kesef Lo Chzartoli. So let's say you owe me money. The Kedushin are going to be puzzled. Reuven Shashamat Kharpaso. Reuven got very angry. He embarrassed him in front of everybody. Herim Yado Lahakos is Shimon. He lifts up his hand. Everybody else, separates them. Ne'asafim Efridu Beneihem. And after a little research, they realize that Shimon made up the whole story. Reuven's kosher. Reuven's fine. And Shimon is the one that was Mosi Shem Ra. But now, Lachar Kedushin, so they get married, wonderful. Lachar Kedushin hitawer echad al tamidei chachamim, v'tona emes, sheruvein eino gazlin, ava mikamakam, heirim yad lahakos ha-shimon. If you're meirim yad, our Gemara says, nikra rasha, nikra chote, does that affect his paslus? Right, so that is the Beis Yosef quotes in Choshe Mishpat, not only nikra rasha, but pasul la'edus. Right, so the question is, what about this case? So, he goes through all the different opinions related, and then he goes through a question that the Achronim ask on the whole discussion, and that is, we know the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzaref maisa l'machshava. Right? If we thought, besides Avodah Zarah, if we try to think and do an Avera, then it's not called doing the Avera, so why here? right? I didn't do the Avera, did I? I lifted up my hand, I didn't actually hit my friend, right? So why is that a problem in any case? So various answers given. One might say that even lifting up the hand is an Avera, right? One is already violated, right? It's not just the actual following through, right? But Machshava Osepri, Kivet Shebazeg, Gorim Lechaver Lesano. So that's enough to accomplish that your friend doesn't like you and you already have done a physical act, and it could lead to other Averas, Lashonara, Rechilas, Vechulu. So maybe that's why it's a problem. But either way, Lamais at the end, he says, he does not think this is an issue. Does not think it's a problem. Why? Nira Sheha'ed Eino Nifsal. It's not Nifsal. Why? Because here, he should have controlled himself, but there was something that instigated it, right? The other guy was Motzi Shemra, right? So it's inexcusable, but we understand where it came from. Therefore, he quotes the Shmos Yaakov, if somebody was instigated and the other guy just returned, ain alav din rasha klal, right? We don't say he has a din rasha. Ela amrinan libe rasach v'ein adam omed al tsaro. So again, some things are, we understand what happened, but you're not going to be possible Eidus, even though we should even try to control that in our, obviously, in our religious personalities to try to not violate this or of Nekama, Vechulu, even though it's extremely hard. Okay, so the Reish Lakish says he's called a Rasha. Rabbi Chanina says he's called a Chote. Viter, continuing. Rav Huna Amar, Tikatzeitz Yado. His hand shall be cut off. Shinamar Uzroa Rama Tishaver. A outstretched hand, Tishaver, it shall be broken. Does this literally mean this? Discussion in the Rishonim. Is this literal or not? Right, Rashi seems to say Lamaisa, right? Tosfos discusses this in Kas Yada. Right, even let's just read the next line for a second. Shinamar Uzroa Rama Tishaver, Rav Huna Kas Yada. Rav Huna actually cuts yada, right? He cut, right? What does that mean? That relates to the Gemara we had earlier, Makin Vonchin Shalom and Adin. Maybe this was somebody who was undermining society, and it was totally, right? We don't know the context. We have no idea what the context is, right? The whole story is not in the Gemara, but either way, there was a concept. Rav Huna did this. We discussed this again back on Daf Mem Vav in terms of Bezdin Makin Vonchin Shalom and Adin. If the generation needs it, this isn't stop somebody, right? Who steals, right? That's not the halacha. The halacha is they have to pay, right? And there's Malkus, and they have to have Heshev as a Gzeil Asher Gazal. This must be a context where somebody was totally undermining society in what they were doing, and therefore it was not acceptable. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Ein lo takana ela kvura. The only takana is kvura. The only way that a person could solve this problem of magbia yad al chavero is, you know, as the Rambam talks about Hilchos Shuva, misa mechaper, shenemar v'ish zroa lo haaretz. Loha Aretz, V'yom Rav Elazar, we'll stop there for a moment. So again, this is a lot to say about Magbia Yad Al Chavero. Okay, that might be symbolic of something also. I think I could take the law into my own hands. I don't have any self-control, right? All these things that apply. And again, Ein Lo Takana Ela Kfura is a very extreme statement, but maybe it's saying that somebody who's totally out of control and wants to unprovoked affect the other person. Rabbi Lazar lo nina karka el bali zros. Rabbi Lazar says, once we're talking about that pasuk, we quote another chazal. Karka is only given to strong men. Bali zros. What does that mean? Whenever somebody owns karka, Rashi says, there's always arguments and about the sale and what the borders are and you have to protect from ganavim. So you gotta be a very, very, certain type of personality to be able to invest in karka and be able to defend it. Shenemar, v'is zroa lo haaretz. Right, same pasuk. Rashi says, "Sorach she chazak la'amod kenegdan." You have to be strong in terms of dealing with these real estate issues. V'yamrei shlakash ma'itachziv oved adam admaso yisfal lachem. If somebody works the land, then he will be satiated with bread. Im osa adam atzmo ke'eved adama yisfal lechem. If you really work hard, you work the land hard, then you'll enjoy the bread. V'im lav lo yisfal lechem. And if not, one won't enjoy it. Again, based on psukim relating to the ground and the land. The Meiri says here, it's all a mashal to Torah, right? Torah is nimshal to bread, nimshal to water, nimshal to oil, nimshal to wine, right? Depending on the chazal. But here's nimshal to bread. You want to work hard, right? Yeah, adam ki yamas ba'ohel, so then you will be satiated and reap the benefits. I might just add, hopefully not fully satiated, right? One can never be satiated from Torah. Right, the pasuk says in Koheles, I think, Oev kesef lo yispa kesef, the Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos writes, whatever we love, we're never satiated with. Right, Oev kesef lo yispa kesef. So hopefully, Oev Torah lo yispa Torah. There'll never be satiation. We'll always want more and more. But in a certain sense, the Meiri says, if we work hard, maybe la'achar, right, la'achar may have esrim, so then maybe we'll be satiated. Okay, Amarish Lakish. Now we get back into some major halachas of Bnei Noach. Amarish Lakish, Ovi kochavim sheshavas chayim misa. Right, a non-Jew, a Ben Noach that keeps Shabbos is not allowed. Chayim misa. Shneamar yom balayla lo yishbosu. Literally, the pashas, that means that the seasons won't stop again after the mabul. But we have a deeper level of understanding of lo yishbosu is also going on the people of that time, not just the seasons. V'yamamar azara shalem zui misasan. And therefore, an Akav is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Again, the Rambam writes that we're not actually, it's not like the Chiyuv Misa of the other Sheva Misas Bnei Noach, but in a certain sense, like we've had already a number of times, what we even had yesterday, in terms of Ovi Kachavim Shikas Yisrael, Chai Misa. Right? That Rambam says, Bezit is not going to follow through. Eino Ne'arag is just a conceptual Chiyuv. So here too, Amar Avina Afilu Sheini B'Shabbos. Even if you keep Shabbos on a Monday, doesn't have to be Shabbos on Shabbos. He keeps the one day of the week as a day of rest, a day of rest where he does not do malacha, not just on a day of rest and relaxing and not going to work, but he doesn't do malacha that day, so that is not allowed. Says the Gemara, V'lech Shvei Gabi Sheva Mitzvah, so why isn't one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach? Ki kachashiv sheva al taaseh, kumaseh lo kachashiv. Because, as we mentioned before, all of the Sheva Mitzvahs are about sheva al taaseh, don't do this. Sheva al taaseh, right? Don't kill and don't steal and don't v'chulu. So, ki kachashiv al taaseh, kum va'aseh lo kachashiv. Right? This is a kum va'aseh considered. Interesting. It's called a kum va'aseh. Rashi, bottom Rashi, obviously bothered by this. V'hai lo yishbosu kum aseh malachahi. It's a demand to do malacha. How do you not violate? By doing something. Right? By doing something. By the others, how do you not violate? By not doing something. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't do avodah zarah. You shouldn't this. Here, you should do something. You have to get up and do something. And therefore, that's why it is not on the list. So that's like, what about v'hadinim? We mentioned this also a day or two ago. Kum asehu v'kachashe. What about dinim? Isn't dinim about having to do something? Having to, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do something. So isn't that like Shabbos and it's on the list? Gemara answers, kum asehu v'shev al taseninu. As a little of both. You have to actually do justice, but also can violate and pervert justice, right? There's also what not to do. So that's good enough for it to be on the list, because it's also what not to do. Period. A lot to talk about here on this sugya of Goy Sheshavas, Chayim Misa. First, a more general point, the Rambam. The Rambam's formulation, we'll get to this also, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. The Rambam, as we know, the Gemara is about to say that there are really two areas of halacha that a non-Jew is not allowed to be involved in. Number one, a goy sheshavas and a goy shalamad Torah. Right, teaching a non-Jew Torah, which we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a minute. But the Rambam formulates this in Perek Yud Halacha Tes in a very unique way. The Rambam says, goy she'asek b'Torah chayim misa. Lo yasok elam sheva misa shalam bilvad. We'll get to that. V'chein goy sheshavas. Afilu biyomi imosachol im asa oso laatzmo kimo Shabbos chayim misa. Not allowed to. V'ein sarech lomar im asa moed laatzmo. That's not in the Gemara. And surely we're not even talking about if he makes a yontif. That's even worse. The Rambam seems to say. But then the Rambam adds the svara behind why is this right? We might add we're going to get psukim, but why dafka Shabbos and Torah? Why are those the two that are defining that a guy is not allowed to do those? Klalo shel davar, says the Rambam, Ein manichin osan l'chadesh das v'lasos mitzvos la'atzman midaitan. Can't make your own religion. You can't be mechadesh das, right, and do your own mitzvos. Ella o yiager tzedek v'yakabo kala mitzvos. Either 613, o yamod v'tarasov lo yosov lo yigra, or 7, which is really 30 or so. Right, you have the choice. You have two choices. You have a Ben Noach, you have Yisrael. Anything more would be creating a new religion. That's these two. Shabbos and Talmud Torah, they define the religion. They define the person, right? If a goy keeps kosher, if a goy does the mitzvah of makeh, if a goy does many other mitzvos, that doesn't create a new religion. That's not a chiddush hadas. But velasos mitzvos la'atzman. No, those are a goy, a Ben Noach doing mitzvos. But the Rambam is telling us when it comes to Torah and Shabbos, those are defining. Well, we know that Shabbos, obviously, Osi Bini Benechem, that's the Chafetz Chaim, the definition. A Mumar L'Shabbos is a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula, right? Unlike all the other mitzvahs, right? There are many halachos that tell us that Shabbos is defining for us more than other mitzvahs. And Torah, those two. So what about a Ben Noach that wants to do other mitzvahs? Let's just keep reading the Rambam. Ben Noach sheratzal asos mitzvah mishar mitzvah satorah, kedei l'kabal schar, he's doing it to get schar, ein monin oso, lasos azokel chasa. He can do it. He wants to sit in a sukkah. That's the one he learned that Gemara about Azara that they're going to reject the mitzvah of sukkah, so he wants to sit in the sukkah. Right? So he wants to, okay, he can sit in the sukkah. Vim hevi ola mekablin mimenu, and as we know, they can even bring karbanos. Only olas. They can even bring karbanos. And then he gets into staka v'chulu. The Radvaz does say here on this Rambam, u'mikom makom, b'mitzvos shetzrichin kedusha v'tara, kegon, tfilin, sefer Torah u'mezuzah, ani chochech lahachmer shlo yanichu osam lasosan. By tashmishi kedusha, I'm not so comfortable, says the Radvaz. So those shouldn't be given over. That, because that has a downside. That has the risk factor of being treated properly. Tashmishi kedusha. So those I would also limit. But that's the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim right here. So that's what he talks about. A big discussion in the Achronim, not really in the Rishonim. A big discussion in the Achronim is, so what did the Avos do? The Avos had the halacha b'nei Noach. So they had to keep, did they keep Shabbos? They did not keep Shabbos. A Ben Noach Shavas is Chayav Misa. They're not allowed to keep Shabbos. But what do you mean? They did all the mitzvahs before they were commanded to. But how could they do all the mitzvahs? How could they keep Shabbos? So all the Achronim have the various suggestions of, you know, what's a way that you could keep Shabbos for a Jew, but not be in violation of a Ben Noach Shavas. Right? We had a shiur on this a couple of years ago, right? So says the Melech HaSchidach, he does a malacha v'chasi shir. So for a Jew, so that is still keeping Shabbos, because shirim are given to Am Yisrael, right? But for a guy, he violated. There's no shirim by a guy, right? Who says those shirim that were given halacha v'chasi Sinai? So that's a way that it's considered keeping Shabbos as a voluntary Ben Noach, but it's not called keeping Shabbos for a Jew, and therefore it wouldn't be called keeping Shabbos for the regarding Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. This is the question of the Mishnah Lamelech. Parashas Drachim, you know, asks this question as he deals. The whole Sefer is about the Avos keeping the Torah before it was given. The Panim Yafas says in Parashas Noach. Another idea. Maybe, but we know before Maimed Har Sinai, the Lila was Nimshach Achar Hayom. Before Moshe, and that was partially how the confusion that Moshe Rabbeinu, the day that he went up to Maimon Har Sinai, right, he didn't count that day while Am Yisrael counted that day, because that's what they were used to. You have day and then night. So maybe that's what the Avos did. They did Malacha on Motzi Shabbos, right? So then for a Jew, it's not Shabbos, and for a guy, it's okay, it's good enough, because of Goy Shabbos. Or others say, the Maharam Shik says, that Avram Avinu went out, you know, Rishus HaRabim with tzitzis on. So for a Jew, it's not a masa. And it's fine, he's keeping Shabbos. But for a guy, there's no chiyuv, and therefore if you go out with all these interesting creative pshatim given by the Achronim, how did the Avos do this? Again, assuming that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, actually didn't know. Rav Asher Weiss and Chas Usher also in Breishis Siman Yun Aleph catalogs all of these mitzvahs. Right, where might this come up if one is not a Ben Noach? But before that, again, the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, what happened if somebody is a Suffolk Jew? What do you do? Suffolk Yehudi, right? The Gemara is about a Sufi. So we're Machmir. We treat him like this, treat him like that. So what happens? He had this following case. There was an Ole from Russia that was learning in Yeshiva, and he was learning wonderfully. And after a number of years, they realized there was a Suffolk in his Yichus. So he's going to go through a Gerus Lechumra, go through a Gerus Lechumra. But before he got to the Gerus Lechumra, it was a Shabbos. He didn't get to get everything together. What does he do this Shabbos? What should he do? So not just B'nai Noach. What should he do? Ha'im olav l'chalos ha'shabes, kivet she'isa, goy she'shabes chayim isa. Or maybe he's a Jew. So the same kind of question where it would come up in a little halachah l'maisa. One final important source, and that is there is a tshuva of the Radvaz here in Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Vav. He discusses Sha'alta mimeni odiyecha daiti, binyan ha-Shabbos. Ki ish chilek gadol, bein ha-shochnim b'mizrach, l'shochnim b'mayrav. V'nimsa shema shehu le'elu Shabbos, habi le'elu chol. So somebody asked the Radvaz, how is it Shabbos is so crucial and important that defining, how is it that there's time zones that people keep Shabbos at different times? Right? People in the east, people in the west, Shabbos here, Shabbos there. Does that make sense? For Hashem, isn't it just Shabbos? So how can we keep it at different times? Says the Radvaz, Da, ki she'ela zu navochu barabim v'nechbadim. Many wonderful people have gotten confused with this shayla. Avlodiyecha daiti ba, da, ki ha-Shabbos nimsuro l'kol echad mi-Yisrael. She'nemar ki osi v'nei v'neichem. U'kemo she'os ha-brishu l'kol echad ve'echad, ken ha-Shabbos nimsuro l'kol echad ve'echad. Shabbos is given to each person. Right? Even, he says, ein lo davar sof to your question. Right? Because even within one time zone, if you're really exact as you go from west to east, you should say every few seconds, you know, things change. So ein lo davar sof. Vafilu bi ayaros asmuchos. Yish chilik bazeh bein Tveria litzipori. Right? As Rabbi Yossi says, right? I want to be from the ones that are bringing in Shabbos and Tveria, right? And the ones that go out of Shabbos and Tzipori. Elamayis lechol ameymar. Ki ha-Shabbos nitan lechol echad kifi makomo asher udarbo. Lefi shekfar nishlama mikomo shisha hakeifim shleimim v'nichnas ha-shvi lekodem kodem luchum uchar. So too. Says wherever you are, right? We know the Gemara in Shabbos also. Remember that Gemara says the Radvaz. You have somebody who's on a desert island. He has no idea when Shabbos is. He also has to keep accounting, either 6 and 1 or 1 and 6. Machlokas, what do you do first? But that's his own personal Shabbos. Shabbos is personal, and therefore says the Radvaz, there is no problem. And then he quotes our Gemara as a raya. Od raya mehadamrina akum sheshabbos chayimisa v'lav dafka yom Shabbos el shekavalo yom echad lishbos bo. As we know, mashma shekomi sheosem malacha shisha v'shoves yom echad sof shoves nikra. Right, and you see from the Afilu Yom Sheni, that's cool, violating Shabbos. So to say that there is different time zones, he does not think that it is a problem that we have to. It's not a problem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. And what's the other option? Everybody keeps Shabbos based on Eretz Yisrael, even though it's daytime there, even though it's nighttime there. So the Radvaz says it's not something that bothers me. Okay, we continue. Again, a couple of Shas topics that are coming up on today's daf. This was one of them. Goshe Shabbos. Next, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Again, a huge topic. A goy, Ben Noach, that is involved in Torah, is not allowed. Chayim Misa. Shenemar, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, mo rasha. Lanu mo rasha, velo lahem. It is our heritage, but it is not their heritage. V'lechshei nami sheva mitzvos. So why isn't it one of the sheva mitzvos Ben Noach? It's also a not, right? Don't kill, don't learn Torah. It's included in one of the others. If you say it's our heritage, so if they take it, they're stealing our heritage. And if you read it as other Gemaras, Al Tikri Morasha Ela Meorasa, Dido Kadara Morasa de Beskila. Either way, it's violating one of the, either Gili Arias or Gezel. One of the two. The Briska Rav is quoted, Rav Salvatia quoted his uncle, the Briska Rav, based on that Gemara about Meorasa and Morasha, that Jews are considered to have eris into the Torah. That's what the Gemara says in elsewhere. Certain yechidei skula in life have nisuin to the Torah. Certain halachic intuition. Again, not that they just come up with it on their own, but after being involved in a lifetime of shas and poskim in an honest and objective way, like Rav Moshe Feinstein describes in the Hakdama to Igris Moshe, so then they develop a certain nisuin to the Torah. They could feel the beat of the Torah and know exactly the Torah's feelings on issues, even if it's not mefurish, right? And that's what the Rav Salvatia quoted the Rashi in Tetzaveh, but not knowing what the Eifod looks like. I'm not sure what the Eifod looks like, and then Rashi says, V'libi Omer Li, and then he quotes 30 lines of what the Eifod looks like. Some say there's a story, he once saw a woman who was on a horse, and he recognized that must have been what the Eifod looked like. Okay, we've discussed that in the past, but that's V'libi Omer Li. Libi Omer Li, but Nisuin to the Torah. The Marsha, we don't have to have the Briska Rav, he says it, but many Achronim earlier also. The Marsha on this staff also uses that Lashon of Dafka Nisu into the Torah. Umishamachi Avi Shabbos Sivchei mitzvah Shabbos, nikris parabim komas kala, boi kala, boi kala, karusa vade lohavye, to call Yisrael kibo aleim shvir Shabbos, or kinesu anami, right? So he said, mshemachi avi Shabbos lagabayo kakal, shirkos lachub of lo nivala, vechulu, and he continues earlier, I'm sorry, I didn't read the important line, shatara nikris arusa, lefisha rov hahamon ein oskimba, vahavi atara lagabay karusa besavia, avala osikba vadait, avala nesua, venikris torasso, the chulu, as it says at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. That's the Arusa and Nesua connection of the line. But the topic itself is a huge topic. A non-Jew that is learning Torah. Let's just continue and then we'll mention a few points. Meisve, is this really true? Hayar Meir Omer, Minayin Shafilo Ovikachavim, Vaosik Batorah, Shuka Kohen Gadol. How do we know that it's a great thing? Ben Noach, who is involved in Torah, is like the Kohen Gadol. Shadeh Amarcher, Yaso Osam Ha'adam, Vachai Bahem. Man should live by them. Kohanim v'levim v'yisraelim lo ne'amar, ela ha'adam. Halamadata shafilo v'kochavim osik batorah harayu kakohen gadol. Right, so you see any person who's involved in Torah. Answer, hasa b'sheva mitzvos titu. Within the Sheva Mitzvos, they should be osik in the Sheva Mitzvos. They should learn the Sheva Mitzvos, the Noahide laws. But not more than that, says the Gemara. So, big shiloh is discussed in the Halacha. We've had a Daf Be'in Shir about this a number of years ago, I think, regarding, you know, Goy Shabbos. There are another Gemara, the Gemara in Chagiga, Ein Mosrin Divrei Torah La'akum, a little different Lashon, of Ein Mosrin. But the question is, what exactly is the, are there Haterim? And it comes up in many different contexts, right? A principal of a school knows that one of the kids that was applied to the school doesn't have a Jewish mother, but it has a Jewish father and wants to give an education. So what does the do accept? And what does the teacher do? What happens if, Rahman al-Islan, there's a case of intermarriage and the person is at the Ben Noach is at the Seder? You know, what does one do? Okay, what if a non-Jew asks a question to a Jew in the workplace? So in almost all these cases, there are heterim. Almost all these cases, because there are many limitations by the poskim. Maybe it doesn't apply to Torah Shebichsav, but Torah Shebal Peh. Right? Maybe Torah Shebichsav is allowed, Torah Shebal Peh is not allowed. Maybe any words of inspiration to inspire him to recognize God and his people and his book, that's included in Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. So that's also good. Maybe it's only learning it in depth. And just giving Rashi Prakim is not a problem. Maybe it's only where one learns it Bikvias, you have a Chesed Bechavrusa. Right, with the person. Right, so all these limitations are discussed by the poskim. Obviously, Pikuach Nefesh is not an issue. Pikuach Nefesh is mutter, that's the Gemara in Baba Kama Lamed Ches, where the Romans asked, you know, teach me Torah, and they said, yeah, everything makes sense, except for, right, Shor Shor Yisrael, Shadog Shor Shalakim, but how do they teach them in the first place? Right, so it must have been Tosfos says. It was Pikuach Nefesh. Tosfos, the Apshel Shlomo there. There's a tshuva of the Mimalmakim, Rav Ashri, from the ghetto. Right, heart-wrenching tshuvas, where he talks about one time one of the Nazis forced one of them to read and teach them Mesech HaZvachim. Again, it's no shaila. Pikuach Nefesh, this is not one of the big three that one has to give their life for. But again, it's a big topic discussed by the poskim. The Marsha and others talk about this in the context of Hillel, Shabbos Lamed Aleph. Somebody is bala his gayer, start teaching a non-Jew Torah before they're converted. So again, that's also al manas la his gayer. That's also a limitation that would apply. But again, this is an important topic that has a lot to talk about. The other point to mention here is Tosfos's issue. Tosfos discussed this. Tosfos appears in a few places in Yevamos here, and that is the pasuk says Asher Yasa Osam Ha'adam L'chai Bohem. So Ha'adam here means all human beings. The Gemara is clear, right? Yisrael and Ben Noach. Tosfos says, don't we have other places where Adam is Lahotzi La'afuke Ben Noach? Adam is unique. Adam v'lo kol Adam. Right, Rashi here says, "Velesle the Remeir." Now, Rashi on the line, Ha'adam, Remeir, delesle atem kruyim adam below ovdei kochavim kruyim adam. Right, machlokes tanoim. That is Rashi's answer to the stira. Sometimes Adam is including all people. Sometimes Adam is lahotzi avodas kochavim. So maybe it's a machlokes. But Rabbeinu Tam says in a few places in Shas, right here, second skinny line in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam mefarish tiyesh chilek bein Adam leha Adam. There's a difference between Adam and ha Adam. Ha Adam includes all. Adam only includes Jews, right? Nafkamina regarding Tomas Veis, right? Adam Kiyomas Ba'ohel is in, that's a machlokas tanoim. about the tumas mace of a non-Jew. None, full, or in the middle somewhere, only maga and masa, and not ba'ohel, right, through different deyas in the Rishonim, and different deyas quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Soloveitchik gave a svara for that chiluk between Adam and Ha'adam, and that we know, kol Adam yishloch, kol Yisrael yishlam chiluk olam haba. Every Jew has certain status. Adam. Adam is a concept that we're all. Ha'adam, the special ones, right? Ha'adam, that includes all. Jews, we don't believe in that any specific person has more connection, closer connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu than others, right? Everybody has the same mitzvahs. There's the same Torah for every Jew, right? There aren't different halachas between the clergy and the human being. Maybe a higher standard just in terms of, well, we don't want people to look at the clergy and say, oh, well, if they does that, I could do even less than that. But fundamentally, it's the same tefillin and the same Shabbos and the same everything for every Jew. That's Adam, right? Every person is equal. Other religions believe in differences in strata and differences in societal religious requirements, right, for Jew and non-Jew, right? Moshe Rabbeinu was unique, right? But it's not that we believe that was he got the Torah. He couldn't have a regular family life. Every other person in the history of the Jewish religion, if a chiyuv to get married, you have a chiyuv to have kids, right? It's everybody is equal. That's Adam versus Ha'adam. Okay, Rabbeinu Meshulam and Tosfos gives another chiluk. Depends where it's talking, the context of the pasuk, Puranus, not Puranus. Okay, we'll continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Af Hadam Anachai. Getting back to the Sheva Mitzvos, so we had a couple of opinions in the Brises back on Daf Nun Zayin. What else is Daf Nun Vav, really? What else is included? So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel included blood, Dam Anachai, not just Eiver Menachai. Tana Rabbanan, Ach Basar Benafsho, Domo Lo Sochelu, Ze Eiver Menachai. That's the pasuk. Don't eat flesh while the blood is still, while the life is still in the animal. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Omer, Avdam Menachai. My time is Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Kari Bey, Basar Benafsho, Lo Sochal, Domo Benafsho, Lo Sochal. You read the pasuk twice, right? Separate. You read basar and dam. V'rabbanan ha'ula mishrei shratzim mudasa. The rabbanan say that extra limud is teaching me about a sheretz, that there is no isser of eiver menachai when it comes to a sheretz. As the Gemara is going to say, Bez Shem later on, the only isser of eiver menachai is where eiver and dam are considered two different things. But in a context where the eiver and the dam are considered one thing, there's no isser of eiver menachai. And by a sheretz, it's all one thing. It's not called a separate entity, and therefore it is not included in the Isser of Eiver Menachai. Kayote Badava, Rabbi Chanina similarly says, Ata Omer, Rak Chazak Levilti Achol Adam, Ki Hadam Hu HaNefesh, the rest of the Pasuk, V'lo Sochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. Right, and that is another suggestion of the Limud of Dam. V'Rabbanan, Hahula Dam HaKaza, Shanashama Yotze Bahuda Asa. The Rabbanan said that pasuk is teaching me the limitation of Dam HaKaza. Dam HaKaza, what is going on here? So the Rashi explains that there's a double machlokas, really, according to the Rabbanan and according to Rabbi Chanina. According to the Rabbanan, a Ben Noach is mutter in all blood. There's no Isser of Dam Minachai. And a Jew is Asr by Dam HaKaza. And it's Asr Mishum Dam. Not also Mishum Eiver Menachai. Rabbi Chanina says, a Jew or a Ben Noach, all blood is Aser, and Dam HaKaza is included in Dam Menachai. Right, not that just the Isser of Dams. There's a double machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Chanina. Again, the Rabbanan say it's included in the Isser of Dam. Why Nafkamina? Vig Nafkamina. The Isser of Dam is an Isser Karis. Right, and the Isser of Eiver Menachai is a Lav. Right, it's a big difference whether or what's included. So according to Rabbanan, there's a bigger chumra and a bigger kula. The Rabbanan would say the Isser Dam is included in the Isser of Dam, and the Isser Kari is not in the Isser of Eiver Menachai. According to Rabbi Chanina, all Dam is included in the Eiver Menachai, and therefore it's more inclusive, but it's less serious. We discussed that also from Rabbi Yosef Engel a week or two ago. When does the quantity ever outweigh machria, the quality? Right, more quantity, having 100 Isurim of Nevela, does that outweigh one Isur of Shabbos? That was the Ron in Yuma. Period. Lamali Lemifta B'nei Noach, Lamali Lemifta L'mishnei B'sinai. Why are many Averos repeated? Why are they repeated? Right, Rashi explains. Lamali Lemifta Eiver Menachai B'sinai U'B'nei Noach Otu Yisrael Mishum Tekiblu HaTorah Yatsu Mechal Mitzvos Rishonos. Just because we became Jewish, we should be less? Right? What isn't it more? Right? Says Rashi. Bishlama avodas kochavim vigili arayis. I understand by certain averus which more details were given at Har Sinai. Fine, But Eber ben Achai, it's the same thing, right? So why would it be repeated? And we know it was repeated. The Gemara has the Mesorah. So, okay, Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, Tom Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, here's the rule. Call mitzvah. Shenem rather b'nei Noach v'nishas espesinai, any mitzvah that was set to b'nei Noach and was repeated at Har Sinai, lazev lazen emra. That teaches me it applies to both. To a ben Noach and to a Yisrael. L'b'nei Noach v'lo nishas v'sinai, if it was only sent to a ben Noach, it was not repeated at Har Sinai. L'Yisrael nem rather l'b'nei Noach. Sounds like the opposite. The Gemara will talk about it. That's in a minute. But then it's only to Jews. If it wasn't repeated, then it only applies to Am Yisrael. V'anu, ein lanu, ela, and which Aveira was not repeated, which was the only one, right? The only one that was Musar l'b'nei Noach and not repeated, ela g'danoshe v'alibad Rebbe Yehuda. The Israel of Gidanasha, Parshas Vayishlach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? We discussed this, right? The Mishnah in Chulin Daf Kuf. Does the Israel of Gidanasha and non-kosher go on each other? Meaning, if someone eats the Gidanasha of a non-kosher animal, how many Aveiros is that? Is that just not kosher, or is that also Gidanasha? So Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll prove it to you from the Shvatim. Right, the Shvatim didn't eat Gidanasha, even though they ate non-kosher. Right, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was said to Bnei Noach. Rashi says, "Bnei Noach Yaakov ne'asar gidanasha shayu Bnei Noach kodem matan Torah v'rabbanan pligi alei." The Rabbanan there, if you remember, argue and say, "B'sinai ne'amar elash nechtav bimkoma." We'll get back to that line, but either way, that is the Gemara. You know what? Let's just talk about it right now. Right, that is a very famous. We've tried to make famous that Mishnah Chulin Daf Kuf, which on the surface sounds like not something so very exciting about a detail about. Whether the Isur Ganasha applies to non-kosher animals, but the crucial line that I just mentioned is what the Chachamim answer of Yehuda and how you understand it. B'sinai ne'amar el shenechta bimkomo. Rashi there in Chulin says the same thing as he says here. An unbelievable chiddush, right? Each of the pshatim are chiddushim. Rashi says that the Rabbanan say back, it's a historical machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, you're wrong. The brothers did eat gid hanasha. That pasuk in Vayishlach, Al Kein Lo Yochlu B'nei Yisrael Zegid Anoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu put that in when Hashem gave him the Torah. When Hashem gave him the Torah at Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe, write that pasuk in Vayishlach. Right, but it's nothing to do with them. The brothers ate Gid Anoshe. It wasn't Nasar until afterwards. B'sinai Ne'amar El Shenechta Bimkomo. So that's a big chiddush, but that is how Rashi understands the line. The Rambam, if you remember, in the Pirush Mishnayos there, has a huge Yesod Gadol, where the Rambam says, no, the brothers didn't eat Gid Anoshe. But what does the line mean? B'sinai Ne'amar? Our halachic Mesorah starts from Har Sinai. That is top five important Pirush Mishnayos in the Rambam. In Chulin Daf Kuf Mabeis, the Rambam there says, Atar Reis Ladas, listen to my chiddush, that our halachic Mesorah starts at Har Sinai. Why do we do Bris Mila? Not because Avram Avinu did it. Why do we do Eber Nachai? Not because the Bnei Noach did it. Why do we do all the Averis? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at Har Sinai. That's what it says, Taryag Mitzvahs Nemru Lo Moshe Mitzinai. It doesn't say 606 with seven holdovers. Right? It's Taryag. Moshe gave a 613. The history of the mitzvah, that's before Maimed Har Sinai. But the reason that the mitzvah is obligatory upon us, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's Har Sinai. That's Besidai Ne'amar El Shenechtem Imkomo. And we discuss that often, right? That applies to Avelus, and to Davening, and to Tumas Yoledes, many different Gidanashe, many different contexts, which we'll see later on. If there's any time to come back, we will. But either way, that's the Gemara here. Good. Now let's talk about this Raisa. Omer Mar, call Mitzvah Shenemra L'Bnei Noach, and it says Besidai L'Zeh L'Zeh Nemra. Any mitzvah that was repeated applies to both. Says the Gemara Adarabba. So it should be just the opposite. Midanishnes, b'sinai l'nei Yisrael, b'sinai l'Yisrael l'nei Amrav lo l'bnei Noach. If it was repeated, isn't that showing that it should only apply to Jews? Why was it repeated? If it applies to everybody, just don't say anything. No. Midanishnei avodas kochavim b'sinai, v'ashkechan te'onash ovdi kochavim yilavei, shpa mina l'zev l'zen emra. Dibur number two is avodah zara. Why do you have to repeat that for? That also applies to Bnei Noach. It must be, whatever is repeated applies to Bnei Noach. Just like Avodah Zarah applies to Bnei Noach, and it was repeated, so to everything that was repeated. So what about the other one? L'Bnei Noach v'lo Nishneis, B'Sinai, L'Yisrael, Ne'amar v'lo L'Bnei Noach. Right, this was the more difficult one. If it was not repeated, it only applies to Yisrael. Adarava, Midalo Nishneis, B'Sinai, L'Bnei Noach, Ne'amar v'lo L'Yisrael. It should be the opposite. If it wasn't repeated, it was only said to Bnei Noach. The Gemara says, that can't be Misvara. Leka midam to Yisrael shari v'lo v'kachavim aser. Right, there can't be something that a Jew is, it's mutter for a Jew and usher for a non-Jew, right? Besides, as we said yesterday, shalo yomru, right? Shema yomru, we spoke about the arayos. But it can't be. It can't be, and therefore why was it not repeated? It must be only applying to one group and not the other group. So we say it applies to Yisrael and not to Bnei Noach. Says the Gemara, below, there's no iser that is mutter for a Jew and usher for a non-Jew, but how are you fast toar? We said before, Yifas Torah was included in Gezel. That's mutter for a Jew. A Jew has a special heter. L'divrei Torah, like an Eged Yitzhara. Hasa mishum d'lav b'nei kibush ninyu. That's not per se, they're not obligated. It's just that they are not b'nei kibush. Right, Rashi. Lo nitzna eretz lichbosh ki'im li'Yisrael. Sha'av li'Yisrael lohuti Yifas Torah ela b'shas melchama di kibush. It's a special part of dini melchama. In going into the melchama, into Eretz Yisrael. Vari pachas b'shar pruta. What about pachas b'shar pruta we mentioned in the Braisa? Pachas b'shar pruta is usher for a non-Jew and mutter for a Jew. Gemara says it's not mutter for a Jew. Hasam yishum delav b'nei mechila ninu. They're not b'nei mechila, and that's why it's a full aveir for them. We are b'nei mechila, but remember what the Gemara said a couple of dafim ago. B'shaito this sar, and therefore it could still be an iser. Right? The Rambam says kol shehu. Right? The Magen Mishnah says pachos mi. Maybe it's a usher of chasi shir, usher b'nei Torah. But either way, it is not. That is not a good litmus test. Good. Next, kol mitzvah shenemra lebnei Noach v'nishneis v'sinai v'lezeh lezeh nemra. We said earlier, if it's repeated, it applies to both. V'harei mila. What about bris mila? Shenemra lebnei Noach, tichsiv, v'atas brisi tishmar, v'nishneis v'sinai v'yamashmini yimo. Right, it said to both. V'yisrael lenemra v'lo lebnei Noach, but mila is not obligatory on non-Jews. Right, so that's a mitzvah that's repeated. That does not apply to both. Doesn't that violate the principle? Hahu, no, that's repeated for a specific reason. Hahu l'mishrei Shabbos hu da'asa, b'yom afilu b'Shabbos. Right, it has to repeat it to teach you that even on Shabbos, if it's a milah b'zmana, b'yom afilu b'Shabbos. Right, it's as if the Torah says b'feirish. Right, that's why it says that. Right, that's the Taz. The Taz answers Tosfos' question. Tosfos in Maseches Megillah on Daf Dalet asks, why don't we say Gzeira d'Rabba by milah? Right, Shema, you might come to carry the knife. So you shouldn't do bris milah on Shabbos, just like we have it by Megillah and Lulav and Shofar. So too by Milah, Gzeira d'Rabba. So Tosfos says, oh, maybe Milah is too important. Right? Nichrasa harbe brisos. Milah is too defining. Or, the other answer given, by the other cases, who's involved? Everybody can be involved in Lulav and Shofar. By Milah is only the Moels. How many people is that? So we're not as worried. But the Taz, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, gives his answer that are quoted by many. It's quoted by many afterwards. The Taz says the Rabbanan do not have the power to asser something that's mefurish in the Torah leheter. Right? The Rabbanan can't say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right? That's his kasha. Rosh Hashanah is a yontif. Right? Asser musical instruments on yontif. Forget Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah on weekday. Says the Taz, you can't do that. The Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So this year, it's not on the one day, so it's not on the other day. They didn't knock it out totally. But the Torah says to do Mila on Shabbos, period. So, what, you're never going to do Bris Mila on Shabbos? That's going neged, Masha Mufurish Leheter Batorah. And that's how he answers Tosis' question. Good. We continue. Vahare Piri Yavarivya. What about Puruvu? Shenemra Lebnei Noach, Dechsivatem Puruvu, Vinishneis Besinai, Lechem Orlahem Shuvalachem La Lechem. Right, that was the Makar, the Meshach Chachma quoted yesterday for Gershon's Garkon Shinola Dami. But you see, it says, go back. Puruvu is repeated. We Yisrael and Amber Bnei Noach. It doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Right? Remember the Gemara in Yevamos even talks about somebody has kids when they're not Jewish and then they convert, whether Yossi Puruvu or not. Machlokos, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. But either way, here, it's repeated and it does not apply to both. Hahu, that's also for a reason. It's repeated for a reason. L'chol davar shebeminyan sorach minyan achar la'atira hu da'asa. The rule is, Hashem told Moshe, and Moshe told Klal Yisrael, separate from your wives, and even though the time was up, even though Moshe said for 3 days, it was a davar shebeminyan. And because it was a davar shebeminyan, it was assured by a bezdin, Moshe Rabbeinu, so you need a beferish, an explicit heter to be matir afterwards, and that's why it has to say, shuvah lechem le'ahalechem. Shuvah lechem. Tosfos here has a important discussion. Tosfos discusses on the top Tosfos, Tema Minolon. How do we know that non-Jews are not included? Right, in Puruvu. Tosfos says, Sheval Tasa Namihu. I'm sorry, let's read the question. Tema Minolon Delo Nemer Lebnei Noach. How do we know? Ve'i Mishub Delo Kshashiv Le Vahadi Sheva Mitzvahs Amr La'el Kumase Loka Kshashiv. Question mark. Right, it's a mitzvah say to do something. So how do you know? Tosfos says, V'yesh lomar, d'shev v'al tasa namihu. But it's also Sheva Al Taseh. There's also a negative. So just like Dinim was included, it should have been on the list. Why? What's you shouldn't do? Demisha Mitzuba Per Yevarivya Mitzubahu Shalola Hashchizera. Important lashon. The itzer of Motzi Zera Levatala is that connected to Puruvu? That's Tosfos' suggestion here. Again, a discussion in the Rishonim. So Tosfos says there's also a losase involved. So if they were included, it should have been on the list of the Sheva Mitzvos Beinoach. It's not, so it must be they're not mitzvah. Where does this come up? Beginning of the second parak in Nida. The Rishonim discuss, what about women? Women are not obligated to Puruvu. Are women included in the Isra of Motzi Zera? If a woman causes a man to be Motzi Zera Levatala, is there an issue there? Is she involved in this world? So that's a big discussion. She's not Mitzvah in Puruvu. Is there a connection between the two? Right, the other issue also related is the Isra of Sirus. Also, is the Isra of Hashchas HaZera related to Sirus, and therefore, is there more flexibility for a woman who wants to, for some reason, do something to her reproductive organs, right? There are more coolists regarding that than men, because it's connected to Sirus, connected to Puruvu, Isra of Hashchas HaZera, all of these are connected. Okay, so these two, Puruvu and Mila, are repeated for a specific reason. Says the Gemara, Yachi kol chad v'chad anami neima mishum milsa asni. Can you think of something specific for everyone? Right, it's repeated for this reason. Right, why does that work? Shouldn't that undermine the whole principle? So hachi kamar, no, this is what it means. As hara mader umisna balamali. Why is by Mila and Puruvu, You could just say the new halacha. You don't have to say the command again. The fact that the command was repeated, that was what we were bothered by. That was the next line of the Braisa. Haninami lo isni. So also Mila and Puruvu, right? Why aren't they, they're not listed, right? So why is, they're also part of the exception. Why is Gidanosha the only one? So Hani isni lusha milsa bialma. As we said, these are listed because of reason. Halo isni klal. Right, and this one, Gidanosh is not repeated at all. Answer one. Yibayasema or Mila Meikara La Avraham Hutakamatsu Le Rahmana Vyatad Brisi Tishmar Atavazarecha Harechla Dorosam Atavazarecha in Inish Achrina Lo. So maybe it was just understood as for him and his children, but not for generations. Right? Not for Bnei Noach. And therefore, that's how Mila is different. Says the Gemara, Ela Meata Bnei Yishmael Lachaivu. Avram and his kids, what about Bnei Yishmael? They should be obligated. Ki bi Yitzchak yikar l'chazara. Right? Only in Yitzchak. Bnei Esav l'chayvu. Bi Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. So we keep limiting who's obligated. Maskav l'Rav Oshia. Ela me'ata bnei keturah lo l'chayvu. Bnei tu keturah shouldn't be obligated in Bris Mila. V'yamar b'ez v'chanina, v'arav and v'itamar b'ez v'chanina. It's b'si eifar. L'rabos bnei keturah. And they are. We don't know who they are. We'll talk about that in a minute. But shouldn't Bnei Keturah be included? And there is no answer to that question. So that is the Gemara seems to say Bnei Keturah should be included in Mila. If you look on the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim mentions this halacha, Perek Yud, halacha Ches, says, Amru Chachamim, She Bnei Keturah, Shehem Zaro Shel Avraham, Shebo Achar Yishmal V'Yitzchak, Chayavin B'Mila. But the Rambam says, the Hoel Vinis Arvu Hayom Bnei Yishmal B'Bnei Keturah. What do we expect the next line to be? Since they got mixed up, Yischaivu HaKol B'Mila B'Shmini. They're all obligated. They ain't Neragan Aleha. They're not killed on it. Right? We don't put them, right? They don't fulfill this. The Rambam says, Bnei Keturah B'Nei Yishmal HaChayiv and B'Shmila on day 8. Ask to know the Yehuda. I don't understand. We know the Rambam says, remember the guarding, the Sancheriv was Mavalba Kola Umos, that if somebody comes to me and tells me today, I'm an Ammoni, I'm a Mitzri, I'm a this, I'm a that, we don't believe any of them. Because Sancheriv was Mavalba Kola Umos, and called the Parshmi, Ruba Parsh is the Rove, and therefore, there's no Isser. So why all of a sudden over here, the Rambam does not follow the Rove? Keturah mixed up with Yishmael, so Yishmael is the Rove, right? So why don't we say that there's no Chiyiv? Says the Noda Behuda, and we discussed this 2 days ago from the Chassam Sofer. Says the Noda Behuda, if you want to see a Bnei Yehuda, it's an Eben Ezer, Chelek Beis, Simin Mem Beis. The concept of Rove is only given to Jew and not non-Jew. Hochanach HaRov, Acharam Lahados. That's a Jewish concept. So regarding us, somebody comes to us and wants to marry in, so Hochanach HaRov, that's our perspective. But regarding them, within, you know, did they have their own personal Chi of Mila? So there's no concept of Rove, right? There's no Bittel. And therefore, they would be mechuyev. That's the note of Yehuda. That's what we mentioned a couple of days ago from the Chassam Sofer. That's not so clear. The Chassam Sofer says, you do find the Chassam Sofer in Yoredei, a Simen Ayin, at the end. We mentioned that on the top of Nun Zayin Amid Beis, right? That you would follow the Rov by Umos Ha'olam, by Bnei Noach. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Adam Arishon Lohuta Lo Basar L'Achila. Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat meat. To you and to the animals, this grass and vegetables will be to eat. Right? It's for the animals, but the animals aren't for you. Right? And when Bnei Noach came after the Mabul, Hashem allowed them. You might think there's no Israel of Eivir Menachai either. No, you can't eat Eivir Menachai. Does that Israel apply to Shratzim? Tamalomar Ach. Right, Ach limits it. Umay Tamuda, what's the limit excluding Shratzim? Amar Rav Huna, we mentioned this earlier. Damo, Misha Damo Chaluk Mipsaro. Only one whose blood is considered separate from the flesh, Yatsu Shratzim, Shein Damam Chaluk Mipsaro, excluding Shratzim, who their dam is the same thing as their basar. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim, Tosas mentioned back on Daf Nun Vav, that Adam was allowed to eat meat if it died by itself. He just wasn't allowed to kill animals, right? That's a machlokas, whether that was true, but that's what Tosfos holds back at Daf Nun Vav. Meisvei uredubit degas hayam, you shall rule over the fish. My lav la'achila, doesn't that mean that Adam could eat fish? Lo l'malacha, no, it means you should rule over them. You could use them for work. V'dagam b'nei malacha ninu, could you really put fish to work? And yes, kidda rachava, debay rachava. We assume rachava wasn't just asking a conceptual question, but a lamaisa question. Hineg b'iza v'sharbuta mai. If somebody does work with a goat and with a fish, mai, right, is that an isser of kilai behema? Cross-working animals. So you see, a fish is put to work. Tashma uba'of ha'shamayim, and Adam should rule over the birds. Mai lav l'achila, doesn't that mean to eat, and therefore it's a kasha? Right? You see, he was allowed to eat, and Yusuf before he's not allowed to eat, which gets into the sugya of whether Oph is called basar or not. Sounds like for me, Oph is called basar. So, lo, l'malacha. No, that means malacha. V'ofo, same thing. V'ofo is b'nei malacha ninu. Could a bird be put to work? Yes, in a different context. K'deboi rabba, de barbarachan, baravuna. Dosh b'avazin v'tarnagolin. If somebody threshes with avazin v'tarnagolin, different types of birds. L'biosi reviyu, damai. Is there an isser of muzzling one's animal when it comes to birds? That was the Shiloh, but you see, work done by birds. So Tashma, we'll try again. Uvachal chaya haromeses ala aretz. Right? And all chayos haromeses ala aretz. That's what you see. Also, that there is, Rashi says, V'ilav, fifth to last line. V'ilav lachila chayos b'nei malacha ninu. Right? And why else would you be using them to work? The Gemara answers, yes. There's a chaya that used to work also. Hahula suye nachashuta asa. The Tani, Reb Shimon Manasi Omer. Chaval al shamish gadol. Shavim in olam. Woe to the world that lost a great servant. Shel mali niskalo nachash. If the nachash wouldn't have been cursed. Kolechan v'yisrael haim mizdamnin lo shtein nachashim tovim. We would use the snakes to serve us. Echa mishagwa letzafon. Echa mishagwa ledaro. I would send one to the north and the south. Lahavilo. San de labonim tovim. Vavarn tovos margolias. All special types of jewels. Velo od. Ela shemafshishim. I would put a little piece of leather under his tail. He'll help me gather dirt. Anyway, it would be a great servant to use. You see, and that was included in the chaya. And that's why chaya, again, we defended. The chaya, the behema, the bird, the fish could all be used for work. It's not a raya against the one who says that Adam wasn't allowed to eat any of the meat. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. By Meisvei, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue, Be'ez Hashem. And again, today's shiur was sponsored, Lili Nishmas, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib, Ben Yechezkel Chaim, Eckstein, sponsored by his son.